AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. New York police say there may be a third person missing, but the focus is on two men unaccounted for after a powerful explosion that leveled some Manhattan buildings.
While emergency workers here using heavy machinery sort through the debris, police dogs search for those two missing men. All that's left standing is a badly damaged apartment building on one side, and that's where Tanu Yang lived.
It was just really started shaking, and I came downstairs with my phone and wallet. That's pretty much it.
As she stands out here in the cold, she's wondering when she can get back in and see what's left of her belongings. In the East Village, Julie Walker, New York.
A decorated Boston police officer is in a medically induced coma. John Moynihan was shot in the face during a traffic stop in the city's Roxbury section. Police Commissioner William Evans says there's video footage showing the suspect.
He starts to run, and you can see him turning and firing and emptying his gun as he's fleeing. And then you see the officers come from behind the vehicle and start to defend, and they shot the suspect dead.
Officer Moynihan was honored at the White House for being one of the first responders following a gun battle with the Boston Marathon bombers 2 years ago. The father of Germanwings Flight 9525 co-pilot Andreas Lubitz is said to be distraught with grief over the death of his son and what his son may have done. The mayor of a town near the crash site met Lubitz's father at a memorial service and said he is carrying all the responsibility of this drama on his back. A French prosecutor says he believes Lubitz deliberately crashed the plane, killing all 150 people on board. Al-Shabaab is claiming some of the gunmen escaped after a deadly 12-hour siege in Somalia. Here's the AP's Andrew Meldrum.
They attacked a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu, that has been very popular with government officials.
Al-Shabaab is promising more attacks in Somalia. This is AP Radio News. Syrian forces have lost another major city to rebels, Idlib. The AP's Zara Karam has the story.
They attacked a...
In the context of the civil war taking place in the country, this is unlikely to change the picture. However, this is now the second provincial capital that Bashar Assad's forces have lost control over after Raqqa.
The rebels are connected to Al-Qaeda in Syria. People and businesses around the world are being asked to observe Earth Hour today. Prince Charles says the idea is to focus on the environment.
Earth Hour is exactly what it says it is. 1 hour for the whole world to think about this extraordinary planet that sustains us all.
Turn off lights for 1 hour. Denver International Airport, for example, is turning off several prominent lights for Earth Hour, including the infamous Mustang statue, a blue horse with blazing red fiery eyes at the entrance to the airport. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back. Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.